let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Linda Young is a children's picture book author who has written 13 books, 10 of them being a series entitled The Backyard Adventures of Anna and Andy Hummingbird, 1 through 10. She loves writing children's books, has another one in the beginning stages now, so writing a book for adult reading was a real challenge for her to do. However, just like always, she didn't disappoint. Linda has placed the same dedication, explicitness, tenacity in her book, 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes. A famous restaurateur from the big city closes his restaurants, moves to a smaller town, opens a smaller version. Well, within 4 years, the town is a ghost town and a legend. If you like horror, macabre, murder, something a little different than the norm, well, this is for you. Linda Young is an entrepreneur, owns and runs a sign business, lived in Las Vegas for 22 years, still there, author of 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes, and Linda Young is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Linda, welcome to the program.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you and see you, Rick, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So much to talk about, and this is such a fascinating career. You've done writing for a number of years. Talk a little bit about when this started for you and your background in writing. You're so talented at telling stories.
Well, I am good at telling stories. I can usually sit down to any of my grandchildren, whatever, and start a story and not even have anything in mind. I started writing books about 14 years ago, and I wrote the Anna and Andy series. That's what I call it, the Anna and Andy series. About 14 years ago, mainly because on my back porch, I sit there at my desk and I can watch what's happening in my back patio. And I watch these two little hummingbirds grow and become, you know, adult hummingbirds and all of their activities. And it intrigued me so much. I thought, you know, my grandkids love them when they come to visit. And I thought maybe they would like to have, maybe I could write something about them. Well, I have quite the imagination.
Yes.
So I wrote these 10 books. Some of the books have 5 stories in them. Some of them have 3 stories in them. And some of them has 1 story in them. And they're all about Anne and Andy and all of their adventures they go on.
And we'll talk about that at the end, because I know you're working on some others, and that's something that's still a very active part, a very important part of your life. But this new book that you wrote, 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes, you're a children's picture book writer. This ain't no children's picture book. One review says, you're a sick puppy. I mean, you really have done a nice job in totally doing a reverse action here in coming up with this book. Why did you write this book?
Actually, I just wanted to prove to myself that I could. I have no writing background. I never went to college. I never went to school. I never did anything. I'm a very simple person, nothing special about me. And I thought, you know what? I can do an adult book. I'm sure I can. So I wrote a story called 15 Minutes. It took about 6 months total to even come up with the idea. I didn't want to write anything about vampires, you know, werewolves, stuff. It's all been written about. I had to have something different. So my husband and I were sitting watching a documentary one night, and it clicked just like that. And I went, that's it. That's what I'm going to write about. So it took me another 3 months just to try and figure out how to make the story. Okay. I knew what I wanted to write about. I didn't know how to do the story. So after about 3 months' time, I figured out what I was going to write about, and I wrote a short story. Well, when I was all done writing it, I had it actually edited by a couple of editing people through CreateSpace. And I sat there for a minute. I thought, now what am I going to do with it? I didn't know what to do with it. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to put it into a short, small book, and I'm going to write 4 more stories. So I did very quickly. I titled the book 5 Short Stories That Just Aren't Right, W-R-I-T-E, and it went on to Amazon. And most of my friends who read it wanted more. And one of my girlfriends said, whatever happened, and I can't tell you everything, but whatever happened with the characters? And I said, well, you know, that's a good question. So then I started to write Before 15 Minutes, which tells the people who read the book what happened to the characters in 15 minutes. And in the interim time, I had switched publishers to Paige Turner. And I thought, well, let's see if they want to do it. And she read it. They read it at Paige Turner and they loved it and they wanted it. And then she found out I was writing another one before 15 minutes and they wanted that. Well, I wasn't done with it, so I had to try and hurry and get that done. And the whole end up thing about all of it is it's going to be a trilogy. And I'm actually writing the third and final book called After 15 Minutes.
This is so exciting, and everybody that reads it loves the book. And this book is available, lowest retail price for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Paige Turner's bookstore that you just mentioned, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. A worldwide publication you've got out there that people are enjoying. Talk about the development of the characters for this. Again, this is something different for you. How do you go about that process?
Well, that's why I did it. I wanted to learn how to do that process. And because I have a husband who's willing to help, well, he was giving me ideas how to proceed with writing the story. And it ended up that he gave me a lot of good ideas. Don't get me wrong. But I ended up coming up with a creation that I was told by one of the editors that I couldn't do it that way. And I said, well, tough, I'm going to.
Yeah, watch me.
And she told me a few things that didn't fall into my line. So I said, I'm just going to do it the way I wanted to do it. I did the book in, you know, I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay.
I did the book, you know, it came out good. The characters just fell into place. I mean it, they just fell into place who they were. And they became some very good characters. I like them a lot. And it's going to be kind of sad to stop the story in the trilogy after the last book. But you know what? It'll end well. It'll end well.
Well, and you're known for your endings. When a review of them, we're talking about 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes by Linda Young, our guest on the program, said, what an ending. It was not what I expected. And then another one said the story ending, you really crushed it. You really take us all emotionally all the way through the story, don't you? You don't take us to a logical ending. You zap us a little bit at the end.
No, that's the thing that caught most people, and that's why most people like it. And I've had many people tell me, my God, you got to put that into a movie or make a series.
Yes.
Why don't you, you know? And I said, well, that's not up to me. I said, but the ending in 15 minutes. Now, if somebody buys this book, it's titled 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes. I've actually had somebody ask me, well, which one do I read first? I said, you have to read the first story in the book, 15 minutes, because that's going to, everything else that follows that story, I'm sorry, will follow that story. And I said, that's the one that's got the shocking ending. That's the one you won't be prepared for on the ending. And that's what people like. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front and right now, unless you like Stephen King, Dean Koontz, horror books, whatever, if you're into love stories, don't read the book. It's not meant for you.
It ain't no love story either. So that's
no, it's not a love story.
And so I just teased you a little bit about what's there. I have a feeling that's about all I'm going to get out of you to commit to the storyline. But where's the location? Where does this take place?
This takes place on the California-Nevada line, state lines in the mountains on the California side, not Nevada. And it's just a quaint little town. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because that'll give the book away, but it's a quaint little town where one of the characters, the restaurant owner, fell in love with it. It's a tourist trap. There's skiing on the off season. They can do trail walking and that type of stuff. So that's just, it's just a mountainous little town, very small. I should have called it a little, I can't think of what I want to say right now, but a small town.
Yes.
Linda, and it's just on a border. It's a border town.
Linda Young, author of 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes, book available at pageturner.us in their bookstore. You'll find it the other places as well. I'll go through that rundown before we wrap up our conversation today. And of course, it's available information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who do you like to read? When you have time to sit down, read, who do you enjoy?
Basically, Stephen, I don't know. I guess nobody. Dean Koontz or I'm just drawing an app. Isn't this terrible? This is the only person I've ever read all my life. Stephen King.
That is okay.
Yep,
Okay.
Stephen King and Dean Koontz are my book lovers. So you can, that will give you a teeny weeny bit of an idea what this book is about.
So, yes, don't think you're going into this with expectations because Linda will slap you around as you're reading the storyline there. When you're not writing, what else do you enjoy doing?
Well, I have a sign business here in Las Vegas, Nevada, sign business, and I specialize in the government-mandated ADA braille signs. You know, the little signs when you go to the restrooms when you're out in public
Oh,
and they've got the
yes.
little
Yes.
people standing on them and bumps. Okay, that's what I specialize in. I'm semi-retired. I don't want to keep working all of my life. I'd rather write books than sit here and work all my life. And I'm into a lot of different things, mostly things that keep me at home, crafts. I make hummingbird chimes, of course, hummingbirds,
Yes.
and stuff like that. I'm just a homebody. I go out of my shop. I go out of my shop to deliver and pick up, so I do meet people. But most of the time, I'm alone.
Which is most writers enjoy that, don't they? They just that when they're out in public, many of them, you may be different, but there's not a lot of interaction. They just like to watch and sort of observe and mentally sort of compartmentalize this so they've got some story ideas there. Talk about how difficult it is. Once you have an idea to write books, and we'll go back to Anna and Andy
Fine.
and self-publishing and how you go about that. Talk about the difficulty in getting started.
It's tough. It's really, really difficult. I got a book, went to the library, I went to the store, Amazon, or Barnes and Noble, bought myself a book about writing. And as I was reading the book, it said, if you're going to write a book to get it into a traditional publisher, it's going to take you possibly as many as 8 to 10 years.
Yes.
And I said, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. So then I went to the self-publishing aspect of it. And I read about it and I said, okay, I can do this. And that's how I went. I went with another publishing company who, with the Ann and Andy series. And it worked out pretty well. But the problem is, I have to do all the work. I really have to go out, sell the book, promote it, because they might promote it, but they're, for whatever reason, I look at it and I think these self-publishing companies aren't interested in making any more money. They get the money that they can, and then they have to, develop the book.
Yes.
So I had Page Turner Press and Media, by the way, and remember that. Page Turner Press and Media asked me if they could have the books, and I went with them, and they've been a wonderful, wonderful self-publishing group. And but I still have to promote my book. I mean, I have to open my mouth and I have to go out and promote the book. So I basically started handing books out for free. I'd ask them, do you like Dean Koontz, Stephen King? Yes. And so I'd give them a book and they said no. And I said, okay, well, I don't want to give you a book. I don't want to, I tell you what, Rick, of all of the people who have talked the book up, they've all liked it, except I did have one gentleman who was very upset by the book. And I think what happened was he should have never read it. He shouldn't. He wasn't a Stephen King person. He was
Yes, yes.
a love story type person, probably. But other than that, if you're able to read horror movies and stuff like horror books, you'll be able to read this book. It's different. I bet there's probably not too many storybooks out there right now on the same subject. And that's why I'm trying to get more people to read it, because it's that interesting.
Well, I love your passion. I love your enthusiasm for the book 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes by Linda Young. Time going by so quickly. Talk about
Yes.
upcoming books. What else you're working on? I understand the Hummingbird series is going to live on as well.
It's done. The Hummingbird series is 10 books. Page Turner Press and Media has got 1 through 8, and they're going to do 9 and 10 for me.
Great.
I'm writing the third book, the trilogy, to 15 minutes, which will be after 15 minutes. That'll probably be ready, maybe March of 2020. Can you believe it's 2020 already?
No, I cannot.
Anyway, so I've got a story almost done. It's going to be a young adult. It's for about a 12, 13-year-old child. I've got another picture book I want to do about a little girl. All I can tell you is this little girl, the only way she ever goes anywhere in her life is down, down, not up, but down. It's fun. It's a fun book. She's just, the name of the book is, I can't think of the name of the book right now. And I'm writing one about two young adults here in America who go on an adventure. They're about 19 years old, and they decide to take off on adventure, which will take them across the whole United States. And all I can tell you is that their friend that is going to go with them, making three people, is not of this world.
Okay, you've got my attention. With all of those and such a variety that you've written, the award-winning author, Linda Young, is with us on the program talking about all of the books. It's Linda P. Young, so if you're Googling that, you'll get all the information on the books. You can go to pageturner.us. I'll run through those here in a second as we wrap up the program. But how satisfying is this for you to be an author? And any regrets that, this is fun, I should have started this when I was 20.
Well, yes, that's a good statement right there. I should have started it when I was 20. I probably have a better, maybe more luck even to it, because I am a senior citizen, but I enjoy it immensely. I enjoy, I have a couple of friends who say your imagination should take you anywhere. And I said, it does. You know, I can imagine things.
Yes.
And that's what this one book about for the older teenagers, 18, 19 year old. That's good. And remember, they're all fiction. I'm not writing anything about true places or where you have to be or what you have to do when you get there. I'm writing about fiction. So I can get to do anything I want in those books.
It is Linda's world. You can create whatever you want. And so often you hear authors say, I'm running out of ideas. The well is dry. I sit down. Nothing happens. I get the impression that even when you're not sitting down, the ideas are flowing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Backyard Adventures of Ann and Andy took me a long way. My imagination went wild. I have dragons in that story. I have them going on adventures where they're going on a scavenger hunt. So I was allowed to let my imagination roam. Children seem to like that. They have a lot of questions. This adult book that I wrote, 15 Minutes Before 15 Minutes, I'm hoping it creates enough questions that people will seek out the trilogy when it's done. And I don't know. I suppose I could say this. It might be okay. And I heard somebody talking at a restaurant the other night, and I gave him my business card. He was in love with the show called Dexter. I love Dexter.
Oh, sure,
I thought that was a great show. If you like Dexter, you'll love the book. So
that's a great way to end this. If you love Dexter, you'll love the book. You love Stephen King, you're going to love 50 Minutes and Before 50 Minutes. The book available at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. You'll link onto those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, more information at pageturner.us in their bookstore as well. Linda, this has really been fun. Congratulations on all the success that you've had with all of the books. And really, and I'm serious, really looking forward to having you back and talking about some of the ideas that are popping out. In fact, you probably got three ideas for books just in the half hour we've been talking here today. This has been fun. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. It's been great.
Linda Young, our guest, award-winning author, the book 15 Minutes and Before 15 Minutes, information at pageturner.us. And of course, you can link on, get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.